Morning, everybody. I think it's my turn, isn't it? Anyway, as usual, I'm not prepared, but I'll share you some of my thoughts I've been having. I've been thinking about the principles of the work ethic and what that means. And also there's other things like what we want to do and what we're interested in doing, you know, our hobbies or whatever. But I was just thinking about the blessedness of just taking whatever comes your way and doing it as unto the Lord. And how if we do that, we'll be free. And of course, for each one of us, that's a struggle because, you know, of how to apply that, because we have things we're interested in doing, you know. What if, like, I'm interested in gardening, and there's an immense amount of work to do in that field around me, or literally in the field, but that field of work. And I was thinking recently how a lot of times our hobby, it stems from something we love to do. And if it's something we love to do, that's in our heart. And and oftentimes there's a struggle. Like, our brain begins to tell us, well, we need to get this much done, you know, so we can be satisfied. But a lot of times, all we got to do is go out there and take care of something, you know. Make sure you take care of the tomatoes, tie them up, or whatever needs done, you know, whatever you can just go out and take care of. It's not necessarily, we don't have to have this conquest to conquer every field out there. That's impossible. But year after year, I've been learning you can improve your environment just by little steps and just little, and it has to do a lot with your attitude. But that also ties into, you know, being a cheerful giver. If you're surrendered to just taking care of what's right in front of you and doing it as unto the Lord, then you can be generous to other people, and your work or your industry can extend beyond your own projects or cares, I guess. But I guess I'll get down to the point, back down to the point, I guess. God loves a cheerful giver. That's a challenge to every one of us. That's a big challenge to me. And especially if we're married, we have a family, hopefully, eventually. And we have a wife, and we're responsible to that person, and that's a very precious thing. And I think we're all responsible to each other, if we're married or not. And I think it's a blessing when we get together and get things done, you know. And we have to each decide in our hearts what we're willing to give. But God loves a cheerful giver, and he wants all of our hearts, our entire heart, and all of our resources. But that's a journey I'm still on, and maybe you all have thoughts about that. But those have been my thoughts, and I want to just leave you with that, and Lord bless you all.